Chapter 1. Cam. Come on, you sexy thing. Show me what you've got. With the click of a mouse, I compile one of Oversight's modules. The security software package I've spent the past year developing has 20 of the damn things, and sit back to admire my handiwork. On my second screen, a dark square sputters to life, showing me a live video feed of the office and the back of my head. Damn. The messy bun I thought looked so good when I left my condo this morning now has more in common with a rat's nest than anything else. Show me the still images, I murmur as I tap the keyboard. The screen flickers, and I'm treated to a view of the front lobby, then the parking lot. Gotcha. This module's given me fits for weeks, and I pump my fist after I shut Oversight down. My office starts to sputter to life, so I grab my cane and head for the coffee machine. I don't know why I drink this over-roasted, bitter brew, but I was up most of the night, courtesy of my lousy hip, and I'm hurting. Once I've added enough cream to turn the liquid muddy, I take a tentative sip. Blech. But I'm desperate.
Save some for the rest of us,
Lucas calls as he ambles up to the coffee cart. I don't know how you drink this swill every day. I dangle his favorite mug in front of him, the one with, "Have you tried turning it off and on again?" printed in a pixelated font. 6'3" with dreads that brush his shoulders, Lucas looks more like the next GQ cover model than a badass programmer. He chuckles and dumps approximately half the sugar container into his cup.
Any plans for the weekend?
The usual. Work. VetNet. Halo. When are you going to join me?
When I won't feel bad about beating your ass.
I'll have you know I'm undefeated. I jab his shoulder, and he chuckles.
It'll take more than a single punch to take down my squad. Once this job's done, you and me, Ace.
He winks.
We'll see who comes out on top.
Name the time. I arch my brows in a challenge, but before Lucas can reply, his phone beeps from inside his jacket. Coffee sloshes over the rim of his mug as he tries to extricate his phone, and I reach for a stack of napkins.
Shit.
Lucas mutters once he's glanced at the screen. Looking vaguely ill, he sets his mug down.
Any chance I can bail a little after 3 today? I can come in tomorrow to make up the time.
Hot date? He didn't respond, so I shift my gaze from the assignment log scrolled on the office whiteboard to his face.
Must be if you're clamming up over it. Spill. I don't know yet.
His tone says casual, but there's something deeper behind his eyes.
Could be nothing. You know how it is.
Luke, I haven't had a relationship in 3 years. For all I know, the entire dating scene's changed. Do people still do the whole getting to know you bit? Or have we replaced that with stalking someone on social media? Chuckling, I wait for his response. But when he can only press his lips together, I sober. Don't mind me. With a gentle pat on his arm, I try to extract my well-worn boot from my mouth. We're ahead of schedule thanks to your kick-ass debugging. I want you to be happy. You deserve a break. I hope he's wonderful, and you don't come in tomorrow because you're still with him. His smile flashes briefly before we amble towards our desks.
Thanks, Cam. I'll make it up to you. Promise.
The Kawana Hotel glitters in the mid-morning sun. 20 stories of sleek glass and metal, capped with a rooftop atrium that offers a view all the way to Mount Rainier. Royce, my boss, is late. His terse text message advised me to start without him, and when I protested, he didn't respond. Whatever. I know what needs to be done, and I can meet with LaCosta alone. He's rumored to be a staunch conservative, both in his politics and his social views, but I clean up well enough, and my black blazer hides the tats decorating my arms.